For years the ashen sky hid the sun behind the clouds, and for years the few survivors hid far beneath the ground. And for years their numbers dwindled, naught but despair abounded in those concrete fallout shelters where each sigh and moan resounded. One day the hatch was opened, and all of those around had their battered spirits lifted by the simple soothing sound of the rain saying, "Amen, amen, amen, amen." The plants grew tall and wild with their stems as hard as bone, and their roots ripped up the concrete, the asphalt and the stone that had made the mighty cities that our fathers had called home. And they choked the wipeout fields where our fathers' food was grown. From that ancient stock never will a single seed be sown. It would wither in our soil to the great command and tone when nature said, "Amen, amen." Amen. Amen. All the dragons and behemoths resurrected from the deep eat our hunters and our children, steal our cattle and our sheep. Though we set the traps in daylight and we do our best to keep our spirits high under the danger, there is no place to flee. We build the walls around our villages, we stoke the fire steep, we set the watches in the evening, and every night before we sleep we close our eyes and say, "Amen, amen, amen, why we learn to build a fire. This is why we learn to look for water. This is why we learn to read the weather in the sky. And this is what we teach our sons and daughters. And now every year's a blessing, despite our daily toil, with all our actions and ideas pushing right out of the soil. And someday the earth may crumble, and someday the sea may boil. As one body we will stand together, tall inside the turmoil. Though we're weak, we'll be courageous. Though we're poor, we will act royal. Through the wound we will be ointment, to the gear we will be oil." Everybody says, "Amen, amen." All the people say, "Amen, amen." Congregation says, "Amen." All the people say, "Amen, amen."